Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A0, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode with me, where we are so bored. We are so bored without F1. Like, it's only 1 week left, but it's been almost a month. Like, after that week, we're going to be hitting the 1 month mark without F1. And I'm going insane. I'm spotting F1 related. Like, I'm finding references to F1, like, everywhere. Like, today, I saw a car with the plate number was, like, S and then 5. And, of course, I thought about Sebastian. Like, of course I did. But, anyways, today we're going to be talking about some rumors, some news, basically what's happening in the world of Formula One, because I'm bored, I don't know what else to talk about, so let's just get straight to it. So first of all, the biggest, the most scandalous rumor that's literally happening still now, like, people are still talking about it, and it's been like, what, 2 days? 2 days since I've heard about it, and there's like Twitter, TikTok, like every social media, people are going insane basically. Because Taylor Swift and Fernando Alonso are rumored to be dating. Like, what? Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift, and Fernando Alonso are rumored to be dating. Because some Spanish magazines are talking, they're basically saying that, yeah, Fernando Alonso and Taylor Swift have been seeing each other for a week now, which is like, I wasn't even able to find these Spanish magazines. So first of all, I don't know how true this is, because once again, I wasn't able to find the concrete, like, evidence of this happening, like, of them two actually dating and being like together for a week already. So this is the first major red flag that I'm seeing. The second one is that fake accounts, I wouldn't even call them fake, but like accounts on Twitter and other social media, like these news accounts are basically saying, like, posting this information of like, yeah, Taylor Swift confirmed that she wrote the song Style or Anti-Hero, or just put any of her songs, any name of her songs, that, yeah, she wrote that song about Fernando Alonso. Because Taylor Swift, I think, I saw that she has an interest in motorsports, and she also was performing in Coda, I think in 2016, something like that. That basically Taylor Swift has that connection to motorsport, so this makes it believable somehow. But then the third red flag that I'm seeing here is basically, I have a friend, not even one, but like a few, who are Swifties, like to their core, and they said that basically Taylor is on tour now in the US, and Alonso is on vacation for a month on the other side of the world, basically. I don't even know where he is, but I guess that's possible. But also, the woman is on tour, so how can they be seeing each other for a week already? So it's not making sense. It really, for me, it's not making sense, but at the same time, like, there's a little teeny tiny bit of me who still kind of has like this idea, yeah, maybe it can be true, because we clearly don't know everything, but at the same time, like, bro, nah, this can't be true, like Taylor Swift. But at the same time, yes, Taylor Swift, she dated some questionable men, like, in the past, and Alonso is questionable, and second of all, he's older, which I've heard that Taylor likes that in man. I don't even know, bro. Like, I don't even know. Like, this has been on my mind for those 2 days. And, like, the memes are what keeps me, like, keeps me sucked into this whole rumor, which is probably not even true, because Kieran, like the Kieran from WTF1, like he said that he doesn't believe that this is true, which he is also a Swiftie, and like Kieran, I love Kieran so much, and like I tend to believe what Kieran says because he knows a lot more than I do sometimes when it comes to Taylor Swift. But yeah, anyways, this is so funny, and I really wanted to talk about it because, like, oh my god, like, where did this rumor even come from? Where did the Spanish magazines get this idea from? Like, what in the world is happening? What? How? Like, how? And, like, the fact that some Instagram account that's verified and tends to post, like, this news and, like, the whole drama that's happening around the world, like, it's a journalist kind of account on Instagram. I don't remember, Diutux or something on Instagram. I don't know, but like the screenshot from that Instagram account story was posted on Twitter. And like they had this screenshot of someone claiming to be anonymous and claiming like, yeah, these Spanish magazines are talking about Taylor and Fernando. And like, bro, what? Like, how do people get these ideas, and where did they get them from? So like this rumor, I really, yeah, once again, I really wanted to talk about it because it's like outrageous and like so dumb that it's kind of believable, but at the same time so stupid and like so funny. But like imagine if like Taylor and Fernando were actually dating, like those two could actually be unstoppable. Like, Taylor and Fernando, the drama queens that they are. Because I saw some dramas in the past of Taylor, like, the questionable men that she's dated. And, like, I don't know, something with Kanye West or... I don't even know, bro. But I know that... I don't remember, but I know that the internet was going crazy about Taylor. And, like, the Swifties are always going crazy about Taylor, so... that's nothing new. But Fernando Alonso, like, the drama queen that he is, the Leo inside him, like, oh my god, the shit that he has done in his past, like Spygate, Crashgate, I mean, Crashgate is not his fault, but like Spygate, he had some participation in that. So like, and there's even more stuff that we don't even know about, or maybe I'm not remembering like right now at this moment, but like Fernando, he's salty, he's dramatic, and I love him so much for that. And like, once again, imagine them both dating. Like, that would be insane. But as far as I know now, and as far as I can see now, it's only a rumor, and I hope that it will stay a rumor, because like, for some, I don't give a shit, but for some reason, it's so funny, and I don't know if I want to see that. Because I'm still hurt, because Fernando and his ex-girlfriend, like, parted ways, and I don't know, they were so cute together, and it would kind of hurt, like, personally for me to see Fernando with another woman so quickly. Like, just another woman, not specifically Taylor. So, yeah. Alright, so moving on from that, we've had a German magazine of the name Don't Come For Me, because I really don't know how to actually pronounce this, because it's German, and the name is Die Aktuell, I don't even know. So, this magazine published an AI-generated interview with Michael, where he, allegedly, was answering questions about his health and also his family. Which is like, bro, we haven't heard from Michael since 2013, after his accident. And like, now, somehow, mysteriously, we get him on this interview, and he's now, suddenly he's healthy, and he's talking about his health and his family. Like, bro, no. First of all, that's suspicious as hell. Like, as hell. Second of all, the Schumachers, they were really quick to take legal action, which is like, yes, go do that, please. And I was so happy that they actually said that they would take legal action, because like, bro, don't even try to disrespect Michael like that. Don't. Just don't. So later on, the magazine's parent company of the name Funky, I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. So they posted an apology on their website, and basically the manager or some, I don't know who, but like the important person from Funky, I don't even know. They basically said that, quote unquote, "this tasteless and misleading article should have never appeared," end of quote, which is like so true. And basically the editor of this article was fired from her job. So it was a woman, I don't remember her name, and even if I do, I wouldn't even try to pronounce it. But basically the editor lost her job, and like Funke, once again, the parent company is going to be making sure that the journal of the name Die Actual, once again, I don't know. So basically the parent company of that magazine is going to be making sure that none of this happens once again. So that's great, but I hope we never get to see like this happening again. Once again, I'm repeating myself, but like at the same time, like how scary AI is, like it's turning to be this, like, I don't even know how to call it, but it's probably the government should, I don't know, restrict AI's use or something, because if any journalist decides to do this once again, like we don't even we will not be able to know if this is actually true or not. Like imagine if the magazine, I don't know, like whatever magazine decides to use an AI to like generate an interview, like with, I don't know, let's say Lewis Hamilton or like Kimi Raikkonen or like, it doesn't matter, but like if they decide to actually generate an article with one of the drivers or like any sportsman that's in the world and like publishes it as it's like, yeah, it's true, and doesn't actually like claim that they did this with AI, like for some time, unless the sportsman takes some legal action or I don't know, speaks out, we will not be able to know if that interview is true or it's not, or if it's a lie or like misinformation. So that's what's scary about AI, and this German magazine and this whole article just proves it. So I hope that Funke does better, and I hope we will not be able to see any journalist misusing AI in this way, because that's honestly scary. It really is. Moving on from that, we're once again approaching to some difficult names to pronounce, because according to quote unquote Corriere dello Sport, end of quote, that's the name of the Italian website that I read the article from, and I was basically translating everything. But yeah, according to them, Ferrari have recruited two engineers from Red Bull, and the engineers are on gardening leave from now on and will be joining Ferrari in 2024. We don't know the names of the engineers yet, but yeah, Ferrari are kind of like, so far we've heard that they got rid of quite some people from the team that were with Binotto. So basically everyone that was working with Binotto or was recruited by Binotto were kicked out from the team, and now Vasseur or I don't know anyone. I mean, still, Vassar needs to probably like accept this and like go through with whatever, like whoever is decide making these decisions. So Vassar still needs to accept them probably. So yeah, now they're like bringing in these new people and also taking people from other teams, which is like, all right, you're being smart, because Ferrari didn't like decide to take engineers from any other team. They decided to take engineers from Red Bull, which is like clear at this point that they're still hoping, even though the engineers are on gardening leave. I think Ferrari are still kind of hoping to get that, like, I don't know. This mindset, maybe not even mindset, but like this information from Red Bull, which is like not a lot, but if the engineers are not are maybe had a major part in Red Bull, they could bring this information to Ferrari. So that's interesting. I mean, Ferrari could have gone for anyone. Any other team, not even team, they could have find like they are able to find engineers from all over the world, because like imagine how many people want to become an engineer in Ferrari, like Ferrari, the Ferrari team, like come on. And Ferrari goes for the engineers at Red Bull, like I don't know. If my personal opinion here is like they know what they're doing. They're still hoping for that. They still have that teeny tiny amount of hope that these engineers could make a huge impact towards like the car and the development of the car, even if it's teeny tiny bit. Now that we're on the topic about Ferrari. Ferrari are also talking that they need to focus on their form in Baku and not on what their rivals are doing. So basically, Fred Vasseur said, quote unquote, "I will never say what we did on the car and what was the impact on the behavior of the car, but for sure we are looking for something a bit more consistent," end of quote. Which is great to hear, which is like amazing to hear. As like having that tiny teeny bit of a tifosi inside my heart, because like come on, I'm still supporting Ferrari. I want them to have a better car than they have now. 'Cause like what the hell are you doing, Ferrari? But like this that Ferrari are talking like this, and like Vasseur is trying to do something better for Ferrari is reassuring, and it's amazing to hear. Also, on the other hand, some bad news for like the fans of Carlos Sainz, because his penalty wasn't overturned. The penalty from Australia, basically the 5-second penalty that he received for taking out Fernando Alonso and like lost 9 places. So he was out of the points. So Ferrari, they submitted their application to have Carlos' penalty overturned, but basically they weren't successful because the FIA like denied the like this whole matter, because right now this is where we'll get into some like I don't know, I might be called based for this, I don't know. Anyways, like in my opinion, Carlos' penalty was well deserved, because like come on, he took Fernando Alonso out, he hit him, he took him out, and this is the format, like this is the basic example of a 5-second penalty. Like, this is how a 5-second penalty looks like. This is what you get the 5-second penalty for. But the fact that the FIA given him this 5-second penalty under like those conditions that we've had in Australia This is why Ferrari tried to like overturn the penalty, which they weren't successful, as I mentioned before. But like, come on, Ferrari. I mean, I know it hurts. I know Carlos was really like really mad about that. Not even mad, but like sad about it. And he wanted to talk with the stewards and like have a chat with them and try to like somehow, I don't know, make them not give him the penalty. But like at the same time, like, come on, this, you took out a driver. So I don't even know. Like, I was listening to the podcast of Late Breaking, and basically they said like this is what the basic example of like 5-second penalty looks like. It really does, because like you did a bad thing, you took out a driver, and that's why you need to be penalized. So I mean, it's the conditions that were stupid. So I understand Sainz's frustrations, but at the same time, I do understand why the penalty was issued. So, yeah. And I hope that Carlos said, like, he will try to move on and basically be better in Baku and stuff like that. And I hope he really does move on, because, I mean, it still hurts. It still hurts, and we heard that on his radio. Which, like, some people are saying that he had a panic attack, and, like, bro. I went into this whole debate on TikTok, whether he did or didn't, which he clearly did not have a panic attack. But I will not get into this debate here, because it's annoying how people make everything dramatic where there's, like, there shouldn't be any drama. Anyways, overall, to summarize, the penalty wasn't overturned, and Carlos still finished where he finished in Australia after giving the 5-second penalty. Also, while we're still talking about Carlos, he responded to rumors that he could possibly be leaving Ferrari for Audi in 2026. So basically he said, quote unquote, "I'm surprised how people make things up," end of quote. Another citation is, quote-unquote, "My goal is to be at Ferrari for many years. I am comfortable here and living the dream," end of quote. So, basically, I mean, there were rumors before, like, at the start of the season, not even at the start of the season of 2023, but I think we've had these rumors in 2022, and since the time when Audi announced that they will be coming, like, they will be joining the sport in 2026, like, there was, I don't remember who it actually was, but the people were talking that, like, the man who went, did he went to Ferrari or something like that? That there's a man that has some, who was it? I actually can't remember who it was, and I wasn't able to find it. But like, there was a man who had a connection with Carlos Sainz when he was in Renault, then in McLaren, and then the man went to Ferrari or something, and that's how like Carlos went from Renault to McLaren and then to Ferrari, and like that they're connected, and that the same man is going to be in Audi. So that's why there's rumors that Carlos will be joining Audi in 2026. There was something like that, but like, don't quote me on this because I'm not sure of myself. So like, no, just forget what I said, but yeah. Anyways, so basically he denied the rumors that he will be going to Audi in 2026. And Carlos' contract for Ferrari ends in 2024. And he basically said it himself, like, how can I be going to Audi in 2026 when I don't even have a contract for 2025? Because he still doesn't know if he's going to be in Ferrari in 2025. he said that he hopes he does, but he's not sure. So we'll see how that goes. But like the rumors, like it's the same with Taylor Swift and Alonso. Like I'm also surprised of how like people, like where do they get these ideas from and then just decide to, I don't know, write articles about it and stuff like that. Because Carlos also said it like, everybody looks at me, but nobody goes to the journalist who wrote the article and spread the lie, and nobody asks them why they did that. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I hope he stays at Ferrari though, because like I hope Ferrari gets their shit together and like Leclerc or even Carlos could win a championship with Ferrari, because like come on, Kimi was the last champion who won for Ferrari, and that's like, oh my God, that hurts to even pronounce it like out loud, to say it out loud. Like, come on, it was in 2007, it's 2023 now, and now that Massa is also fighting for his championship in 2008, which is like even worse. But yeah, anyways. All right, so now Mercedes. Moving to Mercedes. So Russell basically said that Mercedes has found more gains in the past 2 weeks than they found over the whole winter. That's suspicious. That's weird. But at the same time, like, it's not, because they're clearly changing the concept of their car, because they've been posting about it on their Instagram, Twitter. They've posted these, like, blueprints, I don't know, whatever you want to call them, sketches of the car, and basically explaining what a car concept is. Like, clearly, they're going in a different path. They're going to be bringing side pods, I think, in Imola or whatever. I don't remember, but they're definitely going to, like, they're changing the whole concept of their car. So, and I think they're clearly going in the direction that Red Bull went. So, that's why they're discovering these quote unquote gains that were so major right now in the past 2 weeks. So, yeah. Clearly, they're going in the direction of Red Bull. So, I hope we get to see a fast Mercedes car, because honestly, I really want to see if, like, I really want to see a fight between Lewis and Russell. That's how I call him, Russell. Russell George. Yeah. Also, Mercedes, they've swapped their technical directors and chief technical officers' roles between James Allison and Mike Elliott. So basically, Mike Elliott now is chief technical officer, and James Allison is the technical director. Because basically, Mike Elliott decided that this role of technical director isn't for him, and like that's now not how his mind works. So basically, he went to James Allison and spoke to him, and basically they decided that yeah, we should swap roles probably. And they went to Toto, and Toto approved of this. And yeah, so now James Allison is back at being technical director. And why I'm saying that he's basically back, because James Allison, he came to Mercedes in 2017 to be a technical director at the team. He came from Ferrari. So, like, James Allison is the second best man from Adrian Newey. That's how they call it. And the fans, Mercedes fans, they've been like so excited. Like, the memes on Twitter, they're so good. Like, the GOAT is back, James Allison is back. So we'll see how that goes. I hope it goes well, because like Mercedes, you need to get your shit together too, like the same as Ferrari does. So let's hope that Ferrari and Mercedes are quick to get their shit together, because I really want them to see fighting with Red Bull. Like, as much as I love Red Bull, I still want a good fight between the teams. Yeah, yes. Now we have some more rumors, which are basically that Honda, the ex-engine supplier of Red Bull, basically are in negotiations with Aston Martin for an exclusive engine deal from 2026. So, I mean, this might be true, but it's still a rumor for now. But Honda is registered, what? Registrated. I don't even know, bro. Anyways, Honda is supposed to be an engine supplier from 2026 because they're in the list of engine suppliers in Formula One from 2026, as far as I remember. I definitely saw them. I definitely saw Honda pop up there, and I was like wondering, like, how? What? Because Red Bull and Ford are from 2026, and basically there's like no place for Honda in Red Bull, so they might be doing something shady. And now the rumor that they're going to, like, not going to, but like they're in negotiations with Aston Martin. So we'll see how that goes, because like Lance Stroll's father, Lawrence Stroll. Yes, Lawrence, not Lance. Lawrence Stroll is Lawrence. Oh my God, what the hell is wrong with me? Anyways, Lawrence Stroll is talking that they definitely want a championship won with the team, so he's doing everything to get there. Like, to get that championship. Two-way driver or even constructors championship. Like, he's crazy. The man is crazy and he's doing a great job. That's what's insane about it. Like, the man is crazy, but he's doing a crazy good job at like performing. But like at the same time, it's only 2023. It's like the fact that all of the teams somehow like downgraded, that's why Aston Martin looks so good. So next year we'll see how everything works out for them, because honestly, I really hope that Fernando Alonso gets a car, like a good car that like how he has now, so far, not now, but like so far, and they get to have a good car for next year also, and like somehow maybe even steal a couple races from Red Bull this year. Later on, next year, I don't even know, but like, I hope that actually happens because I really want to, like, witness that. But Aston Martin and Honda is like something that I never even imagined, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense. It really does. So we'll also see how that works out for them. And last but not least, I just want to remind you people of what kind of upgrades we're going to be having in Baku. So, a teeny tiny list just for you to, I don't know, like, draw your attention to, like, look at the cars and maybe notice the differences. When you'll see it, you'll know what that is and why it's there. So, basically, Red Bull are bringing a new floor for Baku. Aston Martin are bringing a new rear wing. Ferrari are bringing a new diffuser. And we also have McLaren and Alpine, who are set to be bringing upgrades, but they're not mentioned yet. So I'm really excited, honestly, to see what they bring to the table. Because, like, yeah, Red Bull new floor, like, that's not really visible, but at the same time, if we get a good shot of the car, we might be able to spot it and, like, compare the differences. Aston Martin's rear wing is also really visible, so is Ferrari's diffuser. So like there's, I mean, it's exciting to see what they will bring and how the parts will look like. But McLaren and Alpine, like that's what excites me, because the upgrades are not mentioned. So me myself will be able to basically look at the car and try and find the difference. So yes, I'm really excited about that. And also, the last piece of news, not news, but like it's just a piece of information that really, like, it was really sweet, and I was really happy to see Seb, that he was spotted at the Porsche Tennis Grand Prix in Germany. And like, the Porsche Tennis Grand Prix is basically a women's professional tennis tournament which happens every year, and basically Seb was spotted there, and I saw some pictures of Seb, like, oh my god, like, the man has no he has no social media presence. Like, yeah, he posts like a couple pictures throughout the week here and there. We also saw like the Bax commercial with him, which is like old footage of him. So we don't get to see Seb so much. And now that we saw him, like, we saw Seb. He was wearing his white headband, so the headband is still there. He had a great haircut. He looks great with his new haircut. Like, the hair is shorter, but it's also so curly and looks so nice. Like, oh my god. Anyways, I miss him so much. That's basically it. I miss him so much. And I was really happy to see him, like, somewhere. Just, I needed sub content. That's basically it. So for anyone who made it this far, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following my podcast, because now we have 23 followers on my podcast. And I love you all. Like, I do. I fucking love you all. Oh my god. Thank you so much for listening, for actually listening to my episodes, which are so fun to make for me. Anyways, once again, thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. But for next time, we might be getting a guest on my podcast. We'll see. I don't know yet, but we'll see. I really hope that everything works out and that I will be actually able to have this person on my podcast. I don't want to give anything away because I still don't know if we're actually, like, going to be able to make everything work out. But yes, be excited for that, but don't be too excited because I still don't know. I need to confirm everything, but I'll let you know on, I don't know, probably TikTok, because I will be really excited if things work out. But it's not a driver, it's not a Formula One driver, like, don't expect that big, like, lower your expectations. It's not a Formula One driver or Formula Two or like any driver from those categories. But yeah, once again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.